It's Monday, the 3rd of October. 3rd of October, my goodness. It's just after 8 a.m. and it's a lovely morning. It's mainly overcast as far as I can tell, but there's brightness in the southeastern skies as the sun gets up. Just brightness. This morning we had at 7 a.m. absolutely beautiful tangerine skies. Like that song, Tangerine Dream. Anyone remember that one? Yeah, they were beautiful. The whole skies and the buildings were all illuminated with that beautiful... Well, it kind of reminds me of jelly, that orange jelly you used to get, or jello, some people call it. It was like a pale orange. That's what the sky was like this morning. It was absolutely beautiful. It was lighting up the back of the house as well and in the rooms. Beautiful stuff. It's one of the positives and advantages of having seasons like this. So in late autumn and winter and early spring, we get beautiful skies a lot of the time. So it's quite calm this morning, it's cold. I need to get a new thermometer, outside thermometer, for my shed. So I can read the temperatures out the back here. And not have to go out the front all the time. Haven't actually been in the shed for a wee bit. There's so much going on. And I haven't had time to sit in my chair in the shed looking out in the garden. If I do it now, I'm going to have to wear something warm. So, I slept well last night. I actually slept very well last night, but we were so tired that we went to bed at 9 instead of 10. But then we had been up since 4 in the morning to do carpet down in Falkirk. We had some glorious weather. Be perfectly honest with you, I mean, last Thursday, Friday were absolutely diabolical. Dreich, dire, dismal, dour. And then Saturday was absolutely beautiful. We spent a good part of the day over in Fife, in Kirkcaldy, in Burnt Island. And then yesterday, obviously down at the carpet, 3 degrees it was. I have an urge to sing a song. 3 degrees it was until the sun cleared the Falkirk Stadium building and thawed everyone out. It's like an awakening. But it was another gorgeous day. Clear skies most of the day. So this morning I'm feeling quite good. I was really tired at 7. I mean, really tired. First time in a long while that I almost completely fell asleep again after the alarm went off. Usually I lie for a few seconds and then just get up. But this morning I had to really fight. My body was shutting down again. Or my mind. About it. Well, if your mind shuts down, your body shuts down, doesn't it? Simple as that. So, yeah, it was a real hard fight, this one. But I'm feeling good. I did manage to fit in a wee sickle late afternoon yesterday. Just had an absolute urge to get on the bike, not let the weekend go away without having a shot out in the two wheels. Felt great because it was such a beautiful late afternoon, early evening. It was absolutely wonderful. Calm, still fairly strong sunshine, and it just felt great. But of course, with me already being tired, it just made me more tired when I had calmed down and was in the big chair again. So forecast for this coming week is pretty good. So, I get the garden tidied up, lots of things tidied up, some wee jobs, outside jobs completed. We'll see how the week goes. Oh, I tend to find it when you get, you know, I've got, really I've got nothing on this week, and the weather forecast is good, and I usually find when that happens and I start to relax and think, well, this is going to be a really good week, everything falls to pieces. It usually does. I know I'm just being negative, but it does usually happen. If I get through at the end of this week and say, right, my plans for the week and the weather and the things I had wanted to do all happened, you know, that I had the whole week to do what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, and look back and say that was a pretty productive and a good week, then I shall shout from the rooftops about it. Just call me Thomas. Even the tea has cooled down quickly this morning in the cold air. But it is a lovely morning nevertheless. And I seriously need to go get bird food. I've said this quite a number of times now and I haven't got it in yet. Yes. So calm, you can hear the drone from the motorway, the M8, that is the main conduit between Edinburgh and Glasgow. It's quite a bit away from here, but because of the calm still air, you can hear it away in the distance. It's like a rush of air.